Shabbos, chapter 5, Mishnah 1, B'mai, Behemah Yotze. Okay, new chapter, new topic. We did mention before that a person's animal has to rest on Shabbos. You're not allowed to work your animal on Shabbos. And therefore, if you're going out into the public domain, you can't load up the animal with a load, because it's going to, first of all, transferring from a private domain to a public domain. But then even carrying in the public domain is also forbidden. So you have to be careful what your animal wears. But there are some exceptions. Something which is designed to control the animal is not considered a load, so you are allowed to use something which you use to control the animal, and also something which your animal requires on account of heat or cold, something to keep it warm if it's cold or cold when it's hot. So some other legal need of the animal, so that the animal could wear. So this Mishnah lists some things which the animal can carry. Yotze gemal ba'afsar, and a camel can go out with a halter to control it. That was what was used to control it. V'naka b'chatam, and also a female dromedary could go out with a ring. It was a different kind of controlling thing. Apparently these female dromedaries were difficult to control, so it needed a more complicated thing. V'luvdikis, a luvdikis, which was a Libyan donkey, b'purmbaya, with a metal halter. V'sus b'shar, a horse with a metal chain. V'chol b'ala shar yotzim b'shar, and any animal that needs a chain can go out with a chain. V'nim shachim b'shar, and mazin alayim v'tovlim b'mkoyman. And once it goes out with a chain, you can lead it with a chain. And then if the chain becomes ritually impure, you could sprinkle the waters of the red heifer to purify the chain while it's on the animal. Or if the chain needs to go into the mikveh, you could just loosen it and you could lead the animal through water, and in that way the chain would go under the water, and therefore the chain would become cleaned and toiveled in the mikveh.